I'm Dave Anthony.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 on January the 12th. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR 1460, and you can join our chat pack as have... Oh, hi, Indy Guy. And we see Marion, it looks like, is coming in. I'm sorry, Sharon's come in. And a few others. We're not going to be streaming live our video because Bad Bob, who is our videographer, is not here. He's got the flu, but Just Bob's here. Good morning, Just Bob.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And speaking of just good, here's Linda.
Well, good morning. Yes, I'm here today. Currently 35 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Don't miss tonight. I'm just going to go into the weather being sunny with our temperatures getting around 68. That's the forecast today. Tonight, patchy frost with lows of around 33. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Get ready. Strap on. We have a huge morning ahead of us. And also, don't forget, tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. I have some wonderful guests. And, of course, cast members and on stage with Lisa. And so that's going to be going on tonight. But this morning, we are on a roll. We've got... but should we just go right to the Wells Fargo Minute now?
We're not ready yet for
okay.
that. We've changed up our producers, and so we're just like a minute behind here. But we are going to be talking about things that have happened down at the Board of Supervisors meeting. We're going to be talking about... Petty Officer First Class Chad Riglin coming back into town. His remains will be brought in tomorrow. Of course, the funeral honoring Chad will be Saturday. It's going to be getting in. We're going to be giving more information about that. Now, one thing we need to talk to people about is this: there's an intense feelings over the fact that the Westboro Baptist Church has said they're going to come here and protest his funeral. They've been here before. They are a slimy lot. It's true. But what we don't want to do is have any type of confrontation, violent confrontation. They have a right under the Constitution to do this. And why do they have that right? It's people because warriors and heroes like Petty Officer First Class Chad Riglin has given them that right. So what we do is we show up. We show up in force. We show up with our flags. We show up with our presence to stand behind the family and to stand between the protesters. Okay, we're going to talk a lot more about that here. And see, what else do we have going on? Jim Nielsen's calling in this morning. We're going to talk to him.
Let's go to the Wells Fargo Moment right now with Chris Lasondek and the Market Minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over a half hour into today's trading, and the markets are slightly lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24 points at 12,425. The S&P 500 down just about 2 points at 1290, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 5 points at 2705. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 136 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 2 cents at 685, Citigroup up 23 cents at 3150, EMC Corporation adding 40 cents at 2249, while Alcoa is up a penny at $9.64. Of local interest, PG&E down 8 cents at 4157, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $9.60, while AT&T is up 13 cents at $30.12. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.91%, to 2-year treasuries yielding 0.24. Oil is up $1.83 a barrel at $102.70, and precious metals are higher with gold up $19.70 an ounce at $16.6049, while silver is up 65 cents an ounce at $30.57. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have the update at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 every morning, hearing what's going on from the Wells Fargo Advisors. with the Market Minute. They're all located on
Park Marina
Park
Drive.
Park Marina Drive. I want to say Pine Market.
Hey, you know what? We're trying to process a lot of stuff here because, well, I don't know. Just hold on because we've got a lot of information to get out to you this morning.
Like we said, we have we're going to be talking on the county. We're going to be talking world. We're going to be talking. Jim Nielsen's calling in. We've got Reverge Anselmo here talking about what's going on the latest with him in the county. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:10 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR1460. Well, let's see. Before we get into it, I promise my theater friends here that I was going to give tickets away. Before we get into stuff, we're going to give to a couple public announcements here. One is, if you're early and you're up and you want free tickets, now's your time to call. 605-4567. Bob's waiting by the phones. That's 605-4567. You ask, what am I going to get if I call? Well, you're going to get two tickets to You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the musical. That's going on. I believe it opens this weekend, but this is good for any night. So check it out. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the musical, McLaughlin Theater, Sequoia Middle School. It's two tickets for the first caller. Let's see how awake you really are.
605-4567.
The other thing I wanted to share with you, too, is if you've ever liked the Sweet Adelines, they are so beautiful. It's a choral group. And if you've ever wanted to sing and be in part of a group and you know, church, you know, the commitment of, you know, church is a great place to go. But this is the Northern Gateway Chorus, and what's happening here is they're asking you to join them for their open house guest night, which is Thursday, January 19th at the Trinity Lutheran Church. And what you're going to get there is really learning about the Gateway Chorus. And again, that's at Thursday, January 19th. And I'll tell you, some of the Gold Digger girlfriends that I perform with Dean, they all sing in choruses. Many of them teach, and they just need to have this feeling of what it is to be in a tight harmony. So if it's what's wonderful about the Sweet Adelines is that it's, you don't have to be a certain age, you don't have to be a certain size. It's just about you being able to have a good ear and work well with other women. So it's a wonderful opportunity to find out more about if you would like to become part of that. So there you go. Bob's on the phone with two callers this morning, and if you've got a caller number, I'll go ahead and go with another set of tickets, but right now we'll just take the first caller and we'll see what Bob has, because it's hard to do all the stuff at once. What else is on your mind?
Well, James Vandersloot, you remember him? Remember the Natalie Holloway case,
yes,
in 2005?
Yes, how could we not forget that?
In Aruba. She disappeared. This guy was tarred with it. Everybody thought he did it. The police thought he did it, but they could not ever find the body or tie him just directly to it. And then 5 years later, in 2010, he strangles to death a young woman in Peru. Well, he just pled guilty to that charge of murder in Peru. And the lawyer is trying to say, you know, yes, he pled guilty to this, but it's because of the psychological turmoil he's been in since 2005,
please,
and being, you know, accused of all these horrible things that were not true. So, you know, it's kind of like O.J. Simpson. You walk, you walk on the first crime, but on the second crime they've got you, and they kind of make up for it. So,
hey, Susie, congratulations. You won the tickets. I'll have those with your name at the front counter. And, I read that, Susie, congratulations
Thank
on the
you.
Tickets. Oh, you're on the line. Hi.
Hi.
Well, thanks. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you won the tickets for the Charlie Brown, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown musical.
Sounds like fun.
Now, you wanted to be on the air.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
One of the things I would like to talk about is this Westboro Baptist Church. I don't want to give them very much attention because of that's what they're out for. But I would like to ask people to come to Anderson on Saturday and line the streets, because Chad Raglan deserves to be buried in respect and dignity and with the 100% honor that he deserves, because he's a hero and he's Shasta County's hero.
Susie, you're absolutely right, and we need the. He's going to be the. He's arriving at the airport tomorrow at the Reading Municipal Airport. It'll probably be out at the Jet Center, because I've been out there before when they bring our fallen back in. But then they're going to take him to Allendale, and he's going to have a service at 10 a.m. Saturday at the Church of Latter Day Saints at 4075 Riverside Avenue, right there. I think it's next to the Gaia Hotel.
It is.
Okay. And then from there, they're going to, the procession will follow Riverside Avenue to northbound Highway 273, and then west on Clear Creek Road to Gas Point Road, and then we'll proceed south to the cemetery. What the family has asked, and I believe it's going to be crowded, is that people, you know, people want to pay their respects can do so by lining the route. And, to show, you know, to pay their final remembrances to Chad.
As a mother, my son is serving in the Air Force, and I'm a veteran. My fiance is a veteran. I have 7 family members that are also serving right now. The mother and father, really, we should show, you know, what they've done. They've sacrificed themselves. They served just as long as their son did.
That's right.
And I feel that as this group that's coming, I think they're masquerading as a hate group. And they're coming to the wrong community to do that in. We don't tolerate this, and we do respect our heroes. And one of the things that I think is important to know, my son was friends of Chad's. These kids graduated from Anderson High School. They left their home here in Shasta County to protect our rights, to protect our freedom.
That's right.
And he died doing that. And I think that if everybody that is able to on Saturday comes down, waves their American flag. I've seen this happen in Shasta County on 9/11 when I worked in the media, and I would like to see it again. We did it once before when one of our soldiers came home.
That's right.
And we blocked these people, because the last thing we need is for these parents to see somebody that's coming from Topeka, Kansas, that doesn't even know Chad.
Or any place for that matter.
Yes,
I mean,
it's our fallen
hero, and we should pay our respects. And thank you for the heart of your call.
And thank you so much for your service and your family service. We appreciate that. And you can't believe how many emails and phone calls we have gotten, and we're urging people, and we will continue to do that today and tomorrow, that they line the route and they stand between the protesters. I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think the California Highway Patrol and the Sheriff's Office will put enough people around them. I was at one of the services when they were there, and the Patriot Guard rider stood between them and the families for a ceremony. And what they are saying shouldn't be heard by anybody. But as you have done, when you put your life on the line, and Chad put his life on the line, it was to let, you know, these people say these things.
Correct, and I totally agree with that. And every person who has somebody in the military knows what a hard time they have when they have to go overseas. You don't sleep at night. When my son is gone, he served over there 4 times. I don't sleep. He had to leave in the middle of the night with just this last Thanksgiving. He was home on leave. They called him back. He had to go into Iraq because he works on the satellite system. He had to go figure out what to do with that plane that Iran has.
Yeah.
He left his family to go over and serve, and I didn't even know he was gone. So a lot of times you don't even know where your family members
are. You don't. And, you know, and people that have never been in the service or had their children or their family in the service never know that. But you do. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate your phone call.
Okay.
And we will continue to talk about this. And, in fact, if you want to call in tomorrow, because we're going to be talking about it tomorrow, too, several times.
I think it's something we need to remember every day until every soldier, every airman, and every seaman are home, back on American soil.
God bless you.
Thank you, Sue.
Bye-bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be repeating this route many times during the show. It's Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This is a weekend to honor. Weekend to honor our warriors who are out there on the walls. And remember an Anderson man who's coming home.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. And beat that drum, Carl on the Bot, 7:24 in the morning, January the 12th. It's 35 degrees out there. A big day going here. We just brought in the second crew. Okay, we're going to be talking about the funeral for Petty Officer Reglin, but let me give you that route one more time. From the church that's on at 4075 Riverside Avenue in Anderson. It's right next to the Gaia Hotel. From there, the procession's going to follow Riverside Avenue to northbound Highway 273 and then west on Clear Creek Road to Gas Point Road. It's then going to proceed south to the cemetery. I recommend that. It's going to be they're going to have an outdoor service, but it's going to be very, very crowded up there. If you've been up there, you know it's kind of limited in some of the things and how much room they have. I recommend, if you want to pay your honor and final respects to Petty Officer First Chad Reglin, is that you line the route with flags, with signs, and show the and support the family that way. We don't have to show Westboro Church anything. We don't need to show those poor, demented people anything. What we're doing here is paying honors to the young man that fell in battle. Okay, John Dixon.
Carl is being so much more politically correct than I am. They're a bunch of scumbags from Westboro. And the only respect we have to show them is to keep our hands off them and try to keep our concealed weapons concealed.
No, we're not talking like that. The police will be around them. The sheriff's calling. You know what? It's bad. As bad as they are, you put your life on the line. I've done it. Chad paid the final, ultimate price. It was for these scum to be able to say these things. And the Supreme Court has said that they have a right to say it, because if once you start restricting that, then where do we stop? And you, of all people, know that.
I do.
However,
know that.
It doesn't mean we have to agree with them. It doesn't mean we can't stand up in front of them and support the family.
Well, there's several people that I know, including myself, my brother, and others, who intend to be a human barrier between those people and the family. That's the intent.
People are calling from San Francisco. They're coming in from Nevada. They're coming. I'm getting calls from people I don't know. I'm getting emails from people. They're saying, what can we do? What can we do? Well, this is what you can do. You can show up, wave that flag.
And there are flags available at Channel 7, KR. And KRCR?
KRCR, Channel 7.
Channel 7.
Great.
Over at their facility by the Civic Center. Feel free to drop by and pick one up. They're great to wave and whatnot. I came here today.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about what you came here to
Real
talk
quick,
about.
We're going to make this brief because we're going to have to do it another time, basically. At the Board of Supervisors meeting this week, the major issue was water and the control of water and the water agency that is in existence and the one that has been suggested that we form. Mr. Gary Cadd addressed the Board of Supervisors and asked that there be a independent Shasta County Water Agency, independent of control of the county staff. And I think it's a terrific idea. We need to protect our water. It's the next major war that we have to fight here in California.
It's starting up here. No, so you're saying is that the Board of Supervisors wants to be able to control the water?
Well, I'm thinking everybody wants to control the water.
Well, of course they do.
If we don't have a dedicated independent agency strictly looking at those issues,
I understand that.
We're going to wind up in trouble. There is funding for this group. It needs to be done, and we need to protect the water. That's the main thing that took place at the Board of Supervisors. There's much more to this, and in the future, I'm sure, Gary, you'll have on and have an opportunity to talk about.
We're trying to get Larry Lee's on too. You know, to
right?
See, you know, we want to, because this is a big question, and we're looking up at Siskiyou County, what's going on there. But if there's a, I'm sure what it is the board originally set up is to what, make sure the water's clean, or is it to control how much water people get?
Well, it's really larger than that, and it's part of an overall picture that has to be discussed in detail.
Okay.
And here's the thing. If you can foresee that there could be a possibility that your tap could be turned off, and I'm talking about the whole city's tap, as in you can use water between 6 and 7 tonight, but we're turning them off for the rest of the time. And another way to control and put people out of single-family dwellings and get them into a combined pod type of living, this is what the end goal on this is control of the water, control of air, control of transportation, and control of supplies. And reducing the population into a combined area so that it can be more easily governed. And that's the end line. I've had this suggested to me 35 years ago by a professor of ecology. It's coming to fruition. Everything that the government seems to be doing and all of these independent agencies seem to be working in consort to create this. And again, this is what Gary will talk about.
Okay,
sure.
Well, we'll have that, and but also we'll get Larry Lees or one of the supervisors on.
I think
talk
that's
about
a great
this
idea.
Too, because this is a big question, there are a lot of strange things going on in our country right now.
Very strange,
and, you know, fire laws and oh, we need your water for these fish that aren't even indigenous to the area. And then now you're talking about something I haven't really even heard about.
Well, Carl, so, I'm going to suggest to you that the supervisor you invite to come here is Dave Kehoe. I don't think he's been on your set before, and I think it would be...
We've invited Dave before.
Have you? Yeah. Well, Dave is one of the ones that is most up on this and the brightest of the bunch for that.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When we get back, I believe Jim Nielsen's going to be with us.
From the Fox Business Network, a quiet kickoff to the trading day on Wall Street. The markets are swinging between gains and losses following weaker-than-expected news on the U.S. economy. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are putting in modest gains. More Americans joined the unemployment line last week. Jobless claims jumped to a six-week high. 399,000 people filed for first-time benefits. That was higher than expected. The spike was most likely due to the layoffs following the holiday season. Despite the climb, claims remain below the key 400,000 mark for a sixth straight week. And retail sales in December posted the weakest gain in 7 months. The rise of just 0.1% trailed estimates. The overall gains were paced by auto sales. Many retailers said they had to offer steep discounts, though, last month in efforts to attract holiday shoppers. For the entire year, retailers in 2011 rang up the largest annual gain in more than a decade. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR 1460. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day with temperatures reaching around 68. Patchy frost tonight with our temperatures dipping to around 33. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This Saturday we have music out with Charles Valona, and of course we'll be talking more about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Don't forget the Espresso Joe's cuties that are in there, and of course all your coffee beans and any kind of coffee makers and tea. They have a wonderful assortment on Hilltop Drive, and of course, the largest walk-in humidor in the North State, Tobacco and Brew.
This segment, we're going to have Assemblyman Jim Nielsen join us. Assemblyman Nielsen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, Carl, you and Linda must have a little farmer blood in you. You know, so early in the morning is perfect.
We do.
Oh, yeah, we have farmers
in
our families.
Happy New Year.
Yes, it's true.
And welcome to the program.
Hey, Happy New Year. What a way to start off. I'm listening to that ad from Bastiani about, helping protect yourselves and that lead-in about that incident. I tell you what, it just chills me. That is so real. You know, we've been prophesying that for years on your show. Here it is now. Isn't it awful? I deplore it that I'm such a prophet.
Well, you know what?
It's terrible.
I wish you'd been wrong about that, but it seems like it's happening. You know, we had that lady at 66 years old had to protect herself in her own home here. But it's not that the police aren't doing a really great job and the sheriff's department. It's just that people are just being overrun sometimes.
They're doing all they can. God love them, but it's been dumped on them in a way that cannot be handled. But anyway, that's not maybe our subject today.
No.
Maybe it is, but. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Okay, Jim, there's been such big changes here in the last week.
Yes, sir. It's been very exciting. Things move fast, I certainly applaud Wally for his years of good service and wish him well in whatever he and Pam are going to do next.
And then I guess that Senator LaMalfa, Doug was on the show yesterday, and he's going to be throwing his hat in the ring. To run.
Yep, going to be around with Doug today at his ranch and up in Redditch a little bit later, early afternoon.
I think they said there's going to be an announcement. I think at 2, but we'll have to check that. But then you're going to run for Doug's place.
Yes, it'll be kind of a going home to the Senate, Carl. It's all area that I know very well and very comfortable with. It's another opportunity to serve the folks. I'm very, very excited about this opportunity. Well, I never did anticipate it. I planned to be 6 years in the Assembly and go on to do some other things, cows and cattle and whatever. But, you know, this has come to pass, and I'm really, really delighted at the opportunity. To be honest with the citizens, I'm not going to run for re-election. You know, they'd be investing in me, and immediately I'm going to say, well, gee, I'm going to run for something else. No. And I'm in the way of someone who would then have the opportunity to serve the people in the Assembly for 6 years. So I need to get out of the way from that, and I'll continue to serve and be your representative for the next year, and then there will be a successor, and I will then run that special election with the state Senate and continue then to represent you.
Well, good. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. And then from what I understand, that now Dan Logue is not going to move into this district. He's staying in the district, and would be yours. And Rick Bassetti now is running right now unopposed for the Republican nomination.
Yes, it certainly has made the opportunity an easier course for Rick.
Well, okay. Now I think
he's a fine guy. I really have a high regard.
We like Rick. Now, I think we've got all this. I think we've got all this kind of lined out where everybody's going to here. What's going on? What do you see with the budget right now in the veterans' homes, Jim?
Well, we had a meeting yesterday in the office, a staff level meeting, looking into options. And I had a late afternoon meeting with the top lobbyist for the Veterans of California, and as well a meeting with the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee, on which I sit, kind of coming up with a strategy. And the key of the strategy is veterans throughout California conveying to their legislators and to the governor how very important and critical these two veterans' homes are. They're ready to go. They need to be open. I also met with the chief deputy director of the Department of Veterans Affairs the day before that. Now, they're kind of neutral in the thing. They say the homes are all ready to open. Everything's cool. But, you know, they can't take a position because the governor who established in his budget what he needs to do is delay it a year. So the department doesn't have a position here, but we do. And the key for Doug and I to be able to help keep these homes on track opening is going to be the veterans expressing their opinions. And that's a part of what we discussed yesterday. How should that happen? How do we organize it? But people know that this is really important, and it's bipartisan. There's the veterans' home down in Fresno is represented by two Democrats and one Republican. So we really got to rally the troops, and I mean that very literally, if we're going to be able to accomplish it. My proposal last year, which was a compromise, that would not delay the opening 1 year, but only 3 months, was a good one. In fact, everybody agreed that didn't hurt. That actually helped us. We may put that back on the table, but our first position is to just flat out go ahead with it.
Okay.
We have to say that the veterans are a priority, even though the budget is tough and all that. The veterans, particularly those who need and have the opportunity for housing in the home, need to be accommodated sooner than later.
Well, you know, we got to take a break here, Jim, but maybe the governor and the people that are opposing this, there's some things that are much more important, like illegals, ought to come up here to the North State this Saturday and be there when we pay final honors to Petty Officer First Class Chad Reglan, who lost his life in Afghanistan last week. Maybe they ought to take a look at that and then think, where are your priorities? And tell us that honoring veterans and the veterans that need assistance, which is what the veterans' home is not at the top of their list. We got to take a break here. We got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you could drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. They've been there around for since November 20th, 1985. You've got something that needs sharpening, saws, knives, router bits, chainsaws. They'll make bandsaw blades while you wait, made to order. Judy and Bob, they're, you know, local people, do great work. Give them a call at 530-365-1479 or stop by at 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6 in Anderson. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Hey, Jim, we have somebody here in the studio, John, who wants to ask you a question.
Yes, John.
Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning? And congratulations on the new opportunity with the Senate.
By the way, John, a part of that opportunity for me that I'm excited and hopeful about is it may mean, because of the referendum on the Senate redistricting lines, there is a possibility, if the court rules favorably, if the voters referendum reject that Senate plan, that Shasta County could come back into the district that Jim Nielsen would represent.
We would definitely appreciate that, Jim. You've always been good for us. Now,
what's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that this idea of using the veterans' home to leverage tax increases is unconscionable, but that's not my question. I'd like to know if, when you're in the Senate, you'll have an opportunity to do anything about stopping these benefits, including educational support for illegals that is currently the rage down there, seeing how much of our tax dollars can be given to illegals to get them through school. I think that there should be more money put forward to protecting our borders and sending them back home than there is to educating them. And I'd like to know if there's going to be any opportunity for you to do anything along that line.
Well, not only will there be, there already have been many opportunities for me to vote against such things, particularly in the budget, where I play a particularly significant role as vice chairman of the budget committee and member of the budget conference committee. So, yep. And obviously you vote on these bills too. You know, we're going to give the children of those illegally here and them illegally here themselves a chance to get an advantage of college right now through a law just last year. So, yeah, there's no question about it. There's going to be more bills. And in fact, on the other hand, there have been proposals to reduce the benefits to these individuals who are here illegally.
Why there should be any benefits at all, Jim?
Well, yeah, that's a whole other discussion. The best we've been able to do is make proposals to rein them in. You know, there's some court cases we've had to deal with, too, that are sort of disturbing in this area. But the bottom line is we have to take care of ours first. And we're a country. You know, the Statue of Liberty welcomes the teeming masses. But the teeming masses can come here, and if they want to stay here, they're welcome to. But become naturalized. Become citizens of this country, like how many millions over the hundreds of years have come here and became citizens. That's not a hard thing to accomplish. If you want to stay, become a citizen.
Thanks, Jim. Good luck in the Senate.
Hey, Jim,
you
know the fire tax that this is going to have, it could have a huge impact on the North State. Can you tell us anything?
Please, I interrupted.
No, can you tell? Can you tell us the latest? Doug was talking about it yesterday, but what's it look like in the assembly here? Do they understand what they're doing?
It's an uphill battle because the governor wants that money, and as we've said many times before, that's not to help keep us safe from fires, really. It's to supplant the money that the general fund now spends on this purpose, protecting us, on other things in the budget, other lovely things like what we were just talking about, benefits to people who aren't legally here. Here's the fight. Yes, we're going to go right at it again, and there will be legislation to repeal it, as Assemblyman Jeffries and I co-authored last year, and we actually had, at the end of session, a couple of Democrats vote with us to consider that bill to repeal that whole darn thing. Now, if there's any good news in this, is state responsibilities are all over California. For example, a lot are in Marin County. And one of the Democrats who voted with us represents Marin County. In other words, very hardcore liberal areas. And they ain't happy about this. So there's some hope. If the public becomes alarmed, as they will when these bills go out, they're not going to be alarmed. They're going to be mad as heck, and they're not going to take it anymore. Then I think the Jeffries-Nielsen bill is going to have a chance to move along and pass.
Okay. Hey, we got to take another quick break here, Jim. We come back, we've got some more questions about business and a couple other things we'd like to ask you. This is Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Weaverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 38 degrees downtown. Our guest this morning is, of course, our Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Welcome back to the program, Jim.
You betcha.
Okay. One of the questions that we have is, one of the things that is really circling the North State here are about the fees and the sanctions and some of the restrictions that are on people who want to grow their business, or bringing businesses in where we encourage businesses to come in from other locations, like Southern California or another state. How involved can you be as a senator? And I'm sure people are asking, tell us how much you can be involved in lifting those sanctions and those fees.
Well, enormously. In fact, with all of the staff and I and Doug's staff and Doug LaMalfa's himself spend most of our time dealing on behalf of those we represent with agencies of government with these very kind of issues. But to the more important point, I've spent my whole political life fighting the bureaucracy and regulation, and there have been some successes that we can speak to, but not nearly enough. As a matter of fact, in the last 10, 15 years, I'd say it's gotten far worse, and now the agencies have become the fourth branch of government, more powerful than your representative. But we can push back, and that's what we have to continue to do. On individual cases, absolutely. And then further, more importantly and broadly across the board. And the best thing we can do now is stop these tax increases. Nothing could discourage business and investment at all levels, including the middle class. Whatever that is, they're all going to get hit with the sales tax. And then so-called taxing the rich, what does that mean? The middle class through the sales tax, or the rich, or the corporation? You tax them more, what are they going to do? Are they going to spend more money then? Are they going to invest? No, they're going to hoard and hold on because they're afraid. So stopping the taxes is the one most important thing we can do. Then we really need to do zero-based budgeting. You've heard me call for it time and time again. Where we go into the agencies and from top to bottom, see what they're doing, get rid of the things they should not be doing, they don't need to be doing. We have a new fight, a new helper in this fight against regulation, Proposition 26, where the fees are, they're called fees instead of taxes. That's the fire fee, for example. And one of our hopes there is Howard Jarvis taxpayers is ready to file a lawsuit over that, and I believe that they will prevail. So there is a really significant pushback with these agencies. One thing that has not nearly sufficiently happened, notwithstanding $60 billion being cut from the budget in the last 3 years, and I'm delighted to have been a key part of that as a vice chairman of the budget, $60 billion, not spent. But, folks, that hasn't even dented these agencies. They're still operating just as cavalierly and arrogant as they ever did. And I can tell you that because they're in my office nearly every week. So we have got to be vigilant, and that's kind of a crusade for me. I've spent my career doing. But there is hope because we do have more people pushing back, and the public are getting very angry, and the fire fee could be a very catalytic moment where there's a critical mass, as there was with Prop 13 and property taxes, and the public got so angry. And if they get so angry and we stop these taxes, I believe there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, you know, the besides just the, you know, my fear, of course, not my fear, but my concern is the bureaucracy that you've just been talking about. They take a whack back at them because it's not an elected official. It's the bureaucrat. Well, it is elected officials, but it's the bureaucracy that's entrenched, like you just said, that all of a sudden are making their own rules, their own laws. They're trying to, in the case of the Department of Fish and Game, they're trying to become self-sustaining. That, well, who would they ever answer to? And that's the problem that I see it's going to be facing us on all levels, that somebody in the bureaucracy can say, oh, you're wrong. Oh, this is bad. And it takes years because of the way the system is to try and right that, and it costs millions of dollars.
Well, I'll give you not only millions, how about 100 million? Last year in the budget, Carl, Linda, and listeners, I found out that the Department of Corrections and the Department of Mental Health, the corrections department alone, I don't remember the figure for mental health, but the corrections had taken $100 million that the governor and the legislature had appropriated for certain purposes for them in that department. They took it away from those purposes and redirected it to pay overtime and accrued annual leave to employees. $100 million. And they didn't ask the legislature, your elected representatives, for the approval of that. They just did it because they wanted to. And they thought they could, and they took the approval to the state claims board and went around the legislature. So I put language in the budget last year to stop that with bipartisan support. The governor's office forced that to be taken out in the dark of night without even a vote of the legislature, just taken out because they could do it. So I've reintroduced legislation now to stop them from doing that in this respect. They have to report to the chairman of the budget committees and the appropriations committee and the joint legislative budget committee whenever they're going to try to do something like that. Now, that doesn't mean we have the immediate veto, but it does mean the legislature could then take subsequent action and stop it. In other words, here is an example of me trying to wrest that control back into the hands of your representatives, away from those bureaucrats. And that, Carl and Linda, is $100 million.
Yeah, that's, we're just hearing story after story. Hey, Jim, we've run out of time here, but we sure appreciate you giving us a call.
Always.
And, always. And then, congratulations and good luck on your run for the Senate.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll be back on us several times
next
before
time
that
come,
happens.
Come up into the Reading area. We'd love to have you on the air with us and field a bunch of calls. People asking, especially, you know, as you're running and just, you know, where we've been, where we're going. How about it?
I'd love to be there. And by the way, I will be running in Shasta County in that special election.
Great.
And then
okay.
Maybe the court will keep it in there for the future.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, we're going to be right back in reverse, and someone was going to be our guest for the next hour.
Get ready. You've been listening to KTNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony, calling U.S. Marine conduct on this video that you can see on the internet deplorable. Defense Secretary Panetta wants answers. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The military still hasn't verified the authenticity of a 40-second video clip showing what appears to be four Marines in full combat gear urinating on dead Taliban fighters. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta ordering a full investigation, adding those that were found to have engaged in such conduct will be held accountable to the fullest extent. A Marine Corps statement says the actions portrayed do not reflect the values or character of Marines. The video is also being condemned by the Afghan government and the Taliban, Dave.
Jared, jobs were made a big 2012 issue, and more of them went away last week. First-time unemployment claims jumped 24,000 to 399,000, some of them temporary holiday retail workers. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 47. Mitt Romney trying to build more momentum in South Carolina.
I have spent my life learning how to balance budgets, to cut back where cuts are necessary.
But his Republican rivals keep attacking.
The person who is, quote, leading for the nomination has the worst record of anybody in the field on health care.
Rick Santorum and Rick Perry both campaigning hard in the state.
About 60% of the people are either undecided or can be still swayed.
Now, the president they all bash is stashing more campaign cash. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president held his first fundraisers of the new year in his adopted hometown, Chicago, last night, with some supporters paying more than $35,000 each to hang with the president. And while the White House insists the president is focused on his job, not campaigning, he did manage to haul in $68 million in the last 3 months of 2011 for his campaign, as well as the Democratic Party. That's a sizable haul, but it is a couple million dollars less than the third quarter and $18 million below the second. Dave?
Mike, a judge in Alabama will hold a hearing today to consider declaring Natalie Holloway dead. The 18-year-old disappeared in Aruba in 2005. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7. And reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The deals are sizzling this winter on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools during the Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing or choose hot cash back offers. Either way, you'll save big. Get to your John Deere dealer now.
Offer ends January 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
For great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment, visit Valley Truck & Tractor at any of our 8 North Valley locations today or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Iran is angry over the deadly attack on another one of its nuclear scientists, pointing a finger at Israel. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
Dave, this was the fifth attack on a nuclear scientist in Iran in 2 years. Analysts in the country saying it bears all the hallmarks of Western American-style attacks and was an attempt to derail Iran's nuclear program. Officials in Israel declining to comment, aside from a spokesman from the Israeli Defense Forces writing on his Facebook page, "I don't know who settled the score with the scientists, but I'm certainly shedding no tears." Iran's ambassador to the UN urging the international community to condemn the assault, while Iran's press calling for for retaliation against Israel, Dave.
Emily, Japan is helping the U.S. reach its goal in our nuclear standoff with Iran.
By working to cut off the Central Bank of Iran from the international financial system and to reduce Iran's oil revenues.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner in Tokyo, where the Japanese agreed to buy less oil from Iran. A worker walkout in China that's nothing like we see here in the U.S.
City officials had to coax the workers from jumping from a six-story roof at a factory here in China. They were upset with reassignments, transfers, and reported reneging on a severance offer by Foxconn, which is a major contractor for Apple and Hewlett-Packard. China Labor Bulletin's Jeffrey Crothall says bosses routinely ignore the well-being of their workers, and here in China, unions are worthless.
They threaten to jump off buildings and threaten to jump off bridges because they feel there's no other choice available to them.
Foxconn says about 45 of the workers resigned from the company. The rest chose to stay and accept a settlement offer. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
It is ever cheaper to buy or refinance a home as far as mortgage rates go. Those are down again at a record low level. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed is 3.89%. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. It's 8:05 in the morning on January the 12th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can become part of the chat pack just by going there, clicking on the show, and then joining the chat pack by just putting your name down, or a name, and saying join. Only, of course, the only rules we have there is be civil to each other. Anything else goes. Before we get started with our guest from Reverge Anselmo, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondat.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing, Chris?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great.
Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and markets are drifting lower. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 36 points at 12,414. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 1289, while the NASDAQ Composite's also down 3 points at 2,707. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 229 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's down a nickel at 25.75, Microsoft up 7 cents at 27.79, Apple down $2.43 at 4.20.10, while Google's up $2.32 at $628.20. Of local interest, PG&E up 2 cents at 41.67, Costco adding 21 cents at $80.20, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $9.60. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.92%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil's up $1.17 a barrel at $102.04, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $13.11 an ounce at $16.53.90. Silver's up 46 cents at $30.38. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors talking to us at 710, 810, and 905 in the morning and again in the afternoon. They're located out on Park Marina Drive, and we appreciate that, those updates. We're going to take a quick break. Before we do that, I want to, again, remind everybody that Petty Officer First Class Chad Reglin will be coming home tomorrow, arriving between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Reading Jet Center. The service is going to be at 10 a.m. at the Church of the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Anderson at 4075 Riverside Avenue. From the church.
Service is on Saturday.
That's what I said, Saturday. From the church, the procession is going to go down Riverside Avenue to northbound Highway 273, then west on Clear Creek Road to Gas Point Road, and then proceed south to the cemetery. The Westboro Baptist Church, those people that protest these protest funerals in their horrible, horrible, slimy way, said they're going to be here. I don't know if they are or not, but what the family wishes is that if you paying respects is, you know, lining the procession route. It's going to be crowded everywhere they're going to be, but if you want to show your final respects to Petty Officer Reglin, who was killed in Afghanistan last week, then line the route with your flags, stand out there, and show your solidarity, show that you care about what happened to Chad Ragland. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the body, 10 in the morning. It is 36 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. Trying to spruce up your house. He's got granite or marble for your bathroom, your kitchen, outside. He does great work. Local business. We've seen his work. He's got something for every budget. You got a small budget, but you want to fix up your house. Why don't you give Mike a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE, or just check out his website at estategranite.com. Okay, as one of the things that we do, and with Free Fire Radio, is we try to bring in all parts of all aspects of what's going on in the community, whether it's Occupy Reading, which was on yesterday, or somebody running for Congress, Jim Reed was on Monday, or somebody's going to be running for the Senate, Jim Nielsen, and this. But the idea is that here's another voice in our community. That was the idea, was for us to provide a voice. And when things happen, sometimes you can't, the people that are involved don't have a way of getting their side of it out. So that's what we're here to do, is provide that side. Today, Reverge Anselmo is here, along with Wyatt Paxton, to talk about the latest in the difficulties with Shasta County. And Wyatt, you know, before we get started, tell us what your background is.
Well, I was a county employee for Shasta County for 7 years, about 7 years, a plan checker, building department, and code enforcement, and took a job over in Trinity County, and I was there, a building official over there, in charge of several departments: building, environmental health, residential airports, public county buildings, parks and grounds. And I retired in 2009, and had a lot of requests to specialize in getting permits for hard projects, difficult projects, whether they were as-builts or violations, or where the county and certain people couldn't see eye to eye. And I tried to find connection with these projects. And that's how I got involved.
So the idea is that you've been doing this for your whole career in the county.
Since about 1996, yeah.
And then at that point, then you help people by gaining permits for them, by doing all the paperwork and finding your way through the halls of administration.
Yeah, and my opinion has always been that, we were public servants and we were there to provide a service. Your fees provided us a way to help you complying through the process, not be totally restricted, but find the answers to the gray answers.
Okay.
And that's the way I've always approached projects.
Well, in the paper 2 days ago, it said that the county had issued a state stop work permit.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Right. It's your friend, Reverge Anselmo. imagine my surprise. I get a call one day from Wyatt saying that Jerry Bellinger is coming up to hang a red tag on the chapel. The chapel is 90% done. We submitted the plans and applied for the permit twice, paid the fees, they had some comments on structure, so we revised that and sent it back. The thing was hung up on their insistence that it is a commercial building. It is in no way a commercial building. The Bishop of Sacramento, who gave me the permission to build this thing for private mass, forbid. The letter of authority does forbid the public use of that chapel, specifically no weddings, baptisms, funerals, or confirmations. All that has to happen in a Catholic parish. That church is not a parish, so it's for my family and private guests only. So he hung a red tag on this thing, and I asked him, I said, okay, you know what it says in Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law in respect to an establishment of religion. You understand that this is an establishment of religion. You're about to violate the U.S. Constitution right there. You know that, right? And he said, well, I was ordered to do that. I said, well, who specifically ordered you to do that? He said, Rick Simon. So I said, I'm not going to obey this order. And he said, well, I'm going to hang it, and, you know, you can take it down if you wish, but I just have to hang it and photograph that I hung it. And so that's what happened.
Well, so, let me ask a question here, and is, well, first of all, let me give a disclaimer to everybody, is that in some ways one of our, and Somo Vineyards and Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company is one of our advertisers and sponsors, and RC is my friend. I just want everybody to know that. On the other hand, when you see things like this, Wyatt, you were there.
Yes.
When all this happened. What was the reason they gave to put a stop work on this?
They
must have a specific reason.
They didn't give a reason on that day.
See, that's I think is important. But
correct. They didn't provide a letter of what that was about. They did provide a letter ahead of time of that they were going to provide a work stop order. That work stop order, but this chapel, let's first preface that they've known about this chapel for months.
Well, yeah, because you put in for a building permit, and you do. This is your job, is to put in for these permits.
Correct,
right?
Correct. I didn't specifically work on this. I didn't know Rivage at the time when he had applied for this. He didn't know that a service like mine existed. Many people don't. But this project has been in the works for months. They have pictures of it, starting from the foundation. We're aware of it. I believe this red tag came as a retaliation because on Rivage's property, we have a separate structure that's permitted and been approved. It was a water system. We provided water to the rest of the property, the vineyard, the offices, and the rest of the complex. PG&E was removing some overhead poles, electrical service poles, and required us to get a electrical permit to change it from overhead service to underground service to this particular water system. I provided electronic emails to Rick Simon about whether they would issue that permit. And this started early December. Never got any answers. I requested a response 2-3 weeks afterwards, before Christmas. No response. After Christmas, I went into the office, find out Rick Simon's went on vacation. No response. I brought Larry Leeds into it, saying, you know, there's a state code that says counties cannot create a substandard condition by not issuing a permit. Not having water to structures is a substandard condition. Nobody would make a judgment on it. Finally, they made a judgment on that the week after New Year's, I believe. The same day, we get a red tag.
So, okay. So they have to give the water. They have to give the permission to do the water.
They gave us an electrical permit and approved that tag to provide the water system to be changed out from overhead service to electrical
right.
service. But that same day is the day they came up and provided a red tag.
Okay, so the red tag on the chapel was, you're saying, is based on the fact that they had to do something they didn't want to do?
I believe so, because I continued to pressure in indicating I needed a judgment on a state code supersedes a county code. And I never got an answer on that, but they just said you can come and pick up the permit.
There were other things too. How many different code violations they say was up there, and that they had never heard anything about it, but you know that you had not done anything about the code violations yet. You have in writing that you did.
They have not, until this final letter, had not provided, I believe, anything in documentation or writing that there was an actual violation until this letter, and now.
Is that the way you do things? You just come up and tell people, hey, I'm going to put a stop work on you without a warning?
typically what you do is provide warning notices. For instance, in Trinity County, their ordinances require that you get a 30-day warning notice of an issue, and then you receive a 15-day warning letter of an issue, and you try to resolve it in those periods of time. So a minimum of 45 days. And many times, for the circumstances of people being out of town, you take longer than that to try to get compliance. None of this happened this time. And Shasta County, I'm not aware of an ordinance that requires them to even give you a warning notice, other than when they're going to provide you with a citation or the stop work.
Okay. I wonder if everybody gets that, though. All of a sudden, you just get a stop work without anybody saying anything to you.
Well, I've got complaints that I've turned in on parcels that I know are in violation, illegal converted garages, one that being used as an elderly care unit. Turned that complaint in weeks ago, if not months ago. I believe it's over 3 months now. That site, by their record, still hasn't shown a visit of a code enforcement officer, but Revege can get a complaint, and it'll happen in 48 hours.
They were cruising by my by the chapel in the county truck very slowly, observing the camera TV, the TV camera cars and stuff like that.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. The Free Fire Radio, what we're talking about is the fact that continuing battle between the Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company and the Shasta County, and the ramifications this has on a lot of other things. This isn't just up there that we've got, you know, Mr. Paxton's bringing in other instances of things that are happening that are strange, that the compliance to orders and to rules and regulations is not being fought. They're trying to work with it, and we're trying to get that side out of it also, but also to find out what I'm really would like to know is, if somebody's building a chapel on their own land and putting in building permits for it, what the problem is. I mean, if it's just for them. And I think part of it also, and when we come back and address it, there has to be a living quarters there?
No, I'll tell you about federal law when we come back.
Okay, all right. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Redding's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Redding.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
WE Multimedia Theater Group brings to Reading the Tony Award-winning musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, January 12th through 15th and 20th and 21st at the McLaughlin Theater in downtown Reading. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, Lucy, the whole gang is here. USA Today says your good man Charlie Brown is great for kids, and even better for grown-ups. Tickets available online at wemultimedia.com or at the Enjoy Store in downtown Reading. Proceeds benefit the Shasta County Arts Council. For more information, call 247-1925.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:25 in the morning on January the 12th. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. And we're chatting live, and other people are jumping in here at KCNR1460.com. You know, one of the things that hasn't been brought up and but needs to be is you have a lawsuit aimed at Shasta County.
Yeah, Carl, let me background this for you. And there's a couple of things that have been commented on in the Internet, which I really don't appreciate. Number one is that I pay a lot of taxes. There's nothing about this chapel that is a tax dodge. I pay more taxes than any other landholder in the area I live, certainly. The ranch went from paying the county $8,000 a year in taxes to now my property taxes, because of my development of it, is $84,000 a year. In addition to that, the ranch that used to struggle to make $32,000 in a pasture lease now generates for the county $61,000 in sales tax. To go that fast and that far, And the ranch is generating income of over $1 million, I'm proud to say, in 5 years. To go that fast and that far, I can't put that timetable of developing a business like that at the county's choice of how fast that moves. Now, we had a working hypothesis on this of the 20 or more permits that I'd paid and applied for. All of those are closed. There are a few little minor outstanding issues, but I talked to Larry Lees. We're going to fill this back in arrears, and that was fine with him. So my lawsuit in the civil rights case that went to the appellate court, where I won twice, now that's back in the trial court. So the county council called my attorney and said, we'd like to talk about ways of settling this. Provide us a list of terms. We did that. Following right on the heels of that, 2 days later, they send this letter to us and to Wyatt, and they start hanging red tags as a way to get negotiating leverage on those negotiations. That's all it amounts to, all it comes down to.
So this is a way of putting leverage on you to settle the other lawsuit.
They think. But when I met with Larry, I said, no, Larry, there's not going to be a quid pro quo. It's not like you're going to stop putting weight on me because of this letter and I dropped the lawsuit. That's not going to be. He said, oh, no, I meant this as we'll work through these issues with you as a gesture of good faith so we can talk about settling the lawsuit. And I said, well, fine. A day or two later, then Jerry Bellinger is on his way. He called Wyatt and said, I'm going to red tag the commercial kitchen, the ranch office, the event tent or something like that. Then I called Larry and said, oh, now that erodes all your gesture of good faith. Now I'm going to have to ask you to drop all these piddling code enforcement issues so that we can negotiate about the lawsuit. And then he did a 180 and said, no, I guess we have to go to court. And I said, fine, let's go to court. And that'll be in about 25 days that you're under oath. And besides that, Walt McNeil will file in federal court in about 2 weeks about my Amendment 1 violation.
Okay. Now, we've got a caller online. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Mr. Osama. First of all, I'd like to say I really respect what you've done with your place up there and how you have turned it into the amenity that it is for the community.
Thank you very much. That's deeply appreciated.
And your place is appreciated. You've really done a great job. But my question here is, you know, it's always, as you know as a businessman, about the money. What is the county missing here? Because they're getting tax money from you. They're getting fees paid. Everything seems to be on the up and up. What do you think this revenge against reverge is?
Well, because now they owe me over $60,000 in legal fees, and they know that, and they even offered that. And we're headed to more because a federal court is more expensive than a superior court.
It's always follow the money, and that's what it is. They want to negotiate out of those fees, don't they?
Yes, they do. But that wasn't even on the table. They understood that they owe me money in legal fees for the problems that they've caused me. Larry Lees told me that.
Well, you know, I wish you the best of luck with this, and it's a shame. They should be encouraging you in every way to continue with what you've been doing.
Thank you, and they should be helping and encouraging you, too.
I
mean, I'm one guy that they have a particular war tomahawk pointed at, but they do this to everyone. I would like them to come on the radio or go on TV and show one example of one business since, say, 2007, that they can actually say, well, this was problematic, but we helped them in these ways. We smoothed the road. We enabled this process. Point to one.
You know, I have suggested in the past that they have a position known as a business ombudsman that walks new businesses and existing businesses through the complications of the agencies within the county and the cities.
That's right. Well, we actually wrote one and handed it to them. My attorney wrote that.
I'd love to see it take place. Listen, best of luck with this, and I hope it turns out well for you.
John, thanks.
Okay,
have
John.
Have a good day.
Hey, John, thanks a lot. You know what we'd like to do is, and we'll, of course, offer this to the county. We've had the county on many times talking about a lot of things going on here, and we need to have them come on and talk about fees and restrictions and things that they can do to help businesses. And, and as soon as we ask about this, they're going to say, we can't talk about it. But we need to do that. We've got to take a break here. We've got a break for the news. We come back, our guests, R.C. Anselmo and Wyatt Paxton, and we're talking about doing business in Shasta County. Sometimes it's not as easy as it could be.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Mitt Romney's record as a businessman continues to be a point of contention in the Republican presidential campaign.
Romney likes to tell gathered crowds about his time as an investor.
In order to create private sector jobs, it helps to have had a private sector job.
But he's taking flack from other Republicans, namely Newt Gingrich, who say his investment firm, Bain Capital, ensured layoffs more than anything.
Fox News Radio's Eben Brown in South Carolina, where primary voting is in 9 days. Romney and Gingrich also appearing today in Florida, that state's primary in less than 3 weeks. They've zeroed in on a half-mile stretch of an icy river. Divers continuing the search in Maine for missing 20-month-old Isla Reynolds.
Officials are not ruling out any suspects and have already searched the woods near the toddler's home.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley. Reynolds was reported missing 3 weeks ago. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's Better on the River.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the new man in black. Great haircuts, great prices, take a step back in time, discounts for veterans, what can I say? Man's last stronghold. And you know what? We need a stronghold now and then. We can go in there and read National Geographic and Guns and Ammo and Car and Track and watch baseball games and not Dr. Phil and all that on there and talk good talk. That's it. Cypress Square Barbershop. I go, Bad Bob goes, a lot of people I know go there. So we recommend that you go there too. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guests today are Rivers Anselmo from Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company and Wyatt Paxton, who is a consultant, but whose whole job in life is to obtain building permits, obtain everything that you need to be able to build something or construction on your property. Am I getting close here?
Yeah, and several realtors use me to, when they're selling a piece of property, they'll have an as-built or a building that doesn't comply, or somebody provided something they thought was ag exempt at the time, and nobody got the final approval to make it ag exempt. So I'll clear those issues up for realtors so the parcel can pass free and clear on the title.
Yeah, and that's your job. I mean, you've done that, and your background is doing this. I mean, right here, not only in Shasta County, but heading up the planning department in Trinity County.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, I started a business called Permits Plus Solutions, had a request to resolve these issues, and it, you know, as many of my customers say, it's sad that you actually have to hire
somebody to come in and do this. Right. Now, in the do you see, I mean, I realize you're working for Anselmo, but is there anything of all these problems they're having, you having to go in with to get things approved? Is there any like insurmountable problems there or any that you see?
No, I don't. This item could be actually made a lot easier by just providing some waivers or the discretion of the planning director and the assistant planning director are at the bottom almost of most all the land use issues that are saying similar uses. And for instance, Reveges has an agricultural piece of property and it's allowed to have amenities that progress those, help with those sales of those products, like a restaurant for his beef products or his winery the winery could be for the vineyard itself.
Right.
And of course, you could have a motel that would provide for the recreation on that property also. All those are items that could be complementary to ag.
And it's not being viewed that way. And
what's it being viewed as?
It's being viewed as a commercial venture, and you're requesting a rezone. They want, you know, we filed.
Did I resist? No.
No,
I hired
didn't.
Archaeologists who were combing through the vineyard looking for arrowheads. I paid that. I submitted the application, and they slowed it down.
Right, and never we never got a response in writing about whether those reports were acceptable or not. A biological report was taken in, no response until I requested the information about that being done, and what the answer was, and they said, well, you still have, you know, 20 more items on a 23 correction, and one of those items was they didn't like the shape of the rezone. They wanted us to redesign it, and I said, well, we're trying to remove the agricultural parts of that project. There's no sense in putting part of the vineyard in a rezone that's commercial when it's not. And while we are not going to hang our hat on that, well, then why do you have that as a correction?
Is that the one you're going to make change the shape of the vineyard? And they said, well, wait a minute, that the shape has to be a square or something. Well, and you said, where does it say that?
Yeah, and it doesn't. And yeah. You know, and I've asked other planners that used to work at the county. If they thought that was appropriate, and they totally disagreed also. They said it's not appropriate. You know, you submit what you want. We should provide an ordinance or a code that says you can't do it that way.
Who heads up the county's planning?
The planning director is Russ Mall. His assistant planning director is Rick Simon. But Russ Mall is also in charge of the building department, environmental health, and air quality. And
so you have one man that's in charge of everything that has to do with construction here in Shasta County?
Right, who reports directly to the board, bypassing the CEO.
Larry Lees, right. And Larry Lees has pointed that out on several occasions, that he has he is not in the chain of command with Russ Mall. Russ just goes straight to the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, I believe he's appointed at the leisure of the board.
We'd love to have Russ Mall come on the show, by the way. And, of course, we will make an official invite so we can hear the other side of this, of course, because I'm sure, you know, every side's got two parts to it. So we're going to issue an official invitation to Russ Mall to Russ Mall. We'd like to hear him talk about it.
See if he's ever offered a waiver of anything, even a bracket or an ice machine to me.
and I'd like to point out, that other jurisdictions that I've worked with or been in is many times the planning director and the building department directors are kept separate. So there's a weights and balance of judgment on those projects. In this case, we have a department called the Department of Resource Management, which manages all your development and all under one head. And so the appeal process is very difficult on how to try to get that done. Sometimes you don't always see eye to eye.
So sometimes you'd have to disagree with yourself after you've made a decision then, right?
Correct.
This has happened in the military where we had one general wearing the hats for the division and the base in the division come up and say, we need this. And he'd say, okay. Her staff would say, okay. And then the other side would come up and he'd go, oh, well, yeah, we can't do that. So what he ended up doing was countermanding his own orders.
Correct.
And that is very difficult because you've got all of these underneath you. And if you try to make one decision and the other one's saying you're wrong, so
it's very frustrating.
I realize that it's easier that way, though.
Yes, yes.
Much easier.
Yeah, in most cases. But, with those difficult gray projects, a lot of projects are that way. Dr. Jen Powers had a project the same way. We were trying to obtain a use permit that was allowed a large animal vet on her rural property. And we wanted part of that use permit to have a portion of the small animals. People who have horses have small animals also. And companion animals, as we called it. We were directed by staff all along the process of about 2 to 3 months to obtain this use permit that it would be appropriate to have some type of small animal to go with it. And at the 11th hour, the director of the planning department indicated no small animal, which was Russ Mall, apparently. We requested a meeting. We couldn't get a meeting with him. But the assistant director, Rick Simon, had made a site visit indicating he thought it was totally appropriate to have some type of small animal. And invariably it cost...
It cost her thousands of dollars,
thousands
right?
Thousands of dollars.
And
thousands
just to have it approved all the way up the line and then have the head of everything say, no.
No.
Why did he do that?
I suspect that he had some complaints and was advised not to do that by some people he answers to.
Okay, let's get back to that. We got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. The ladies there are so friendly and will help you when you're getting your coffee. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. So, hey, our guest today, Reverge Anselmo from Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company and Anselmo Vineyards, and Wyatt Paxton, who is a, and the name of your company is, Wyatt?
Permits Plus Solutions.
Permits Plus Solutions. And we're talking about the ongoing consternation that Anselmo and the county are getting into over permitting something that should be kind of pretty basically simple. Now, Wyatt, you've been in this business a long time.
Yes.
How do you solve this?
Well, we just take, you eat an elephant one bite at a time, and let's just start on the projects they believe that are most crucial to get done. And so we started with this originally, working on a heliport and trying to get that cleared up, and I've been working with Caltrans, and that was applied for twice. They expired it, required a grading, an as-built grading permit, expired that.
When you say expired that, what do you mean? They don't answer it quick enough?
Well, you apply and there's a time limit that it can expire in if no activities happen. So they requested to have him apply for a grading permit, and it expired due to time because the original building application took so long to clear. A heliport, as you know, is pretty, there's flight paths you have to clear with Caltrans. It's pretty difficult.
But we did all that. We took it to the planning board. It was approved. The sheriff was there. We've had two medevacs out of there and a lot of law enforcement support. Some of those missions, as you know, I fly.
Right. But to me, simpler aspect of that would have been to simply call it an ag structure. I mean, Revez uses that heliport as the main reason is to run his ranch and to provide emergency services and crop dusting or whatever he needs to do. And that would have been an ag exempt. You would have filed a ag exempt. We would have worked with Caltrans to get the clearances and it would have been done. That would have been a $90 permit and didn't happen because you know, they wanted to call it something else. And, you know, to me, like Brevage, I mean, I know of other jurisdictions, Gridley, for instance, when they had Quaker Oak come in, they provided free property tax to try to draw businesses in. Why are we not trying to do something to create, make it accommodating for to bring jobs to this
city? I think one thing needs to be, and by the way, people are in here in the chat rooms. How can we help you? That was the last thing. So how can we help you?
It would be very simple if you just could call or write the Board of Supervisors, which is the only body that has an ability to get control of that rogue department, and say, bring that animal to heel. Make it be helpful, courteous, and efficient to the taxpayer. That's their job. Why they have let this beast, you know, just accumulate abusive powers for years under the Board of Supervisors' watch, it's reprehensible.
Okay. So write into the Board of Supervisors and say, are they, they're not helping us, they're hurting us.
Yes, yeah, so we want to have courteous, helpful, kind, and efficient service from your service body to the taxpayer.
Well, you know, a lot of times you get, and I'm just saying this, a lot of times people are helped here. So I don't want anybody to think that anybody believes that everybody that's working in there is an obstructionist at all. Is that correct?
Correct. There's a lot of nice people there. I've known them for years. Yeah. And, you know, they're only being doing what they're directed to do. And so, what the policy has been set in writing, and some of them totally disagree with this process.
Okay. So what is the, when we're talking about average length of times to do things, it seems like we're getting a lot of things that time out. In other words, you put in for a permit, and then all this time goes by, or they come back four different times asking you for the same information, or they don't even acknowledge that they've got your answers.
Correct. You know, you do an application and it's good for 6 months, and you can request an extension for another 6 months. But if you don't make that request, they'll expire that. Well, in Revision's case, of course, we applied for a dining room expansion, but that had to hinge on a rezone expansion.
It wasn't really necessary.
Correct, the rezone. But we went through the process of trying to accommodate them to even do a rezone, $9,000 plus rezone, just for the application fee. And so Revege is going through the design with the engineers of doing this rezone. Of course, no reason to continue too much with the application, the dining room expansion, the corrections of that, because it hinges on the approval of the rezone first. They tried to expire the dining room application. I said, it makes common sense to extend that automatically because you know it's hinging on your rezone. And
why does it take so long to rezone?
Well, you know, you got to get your reports together, and
it has to go to the planning department. There's a 30-day notice period.
There'll be a public hearing and that type of thing. But they need to get all that information together for us. So they want to make sure we have appropriate water, which are all appropriate items to do if you're going to rezone for commercial.
Okay.
Make sure you have environmental health. You have setbacks.
So what they're doing is appropriate, but it's just taking a long time.
Correct. And, you know, and of course, you hold up the left hand, the right hand can't get the other items done, you know. So it makes it very difficult. And then, of course, you only have a year for that application to get done. And if you can't get this all done in a year, guess what? You start it all over again.
Then you start all over again?
Correct.
I take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Our guest, Reversion, and Selma and Wyatt Paxton, are talking about the problems people are having, at least the problems that Seven Hills are having. And I imagine it's not just them talking, listening to some of the other stories you're telling about trying to get permits through. And, you know, everything, anytime anybody builds anything in Shasta County, for every case, comes under one guy.
Correct.
How interesting.
He took the midnight train going.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221 221-
5868. Why not get the best?
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. You have been listening to Free Fire Radio. This has been a fabulous morning, and we still have more to go. I wanted to let you know about the temperature, currently 40 degrees downtown. We're looking at great temperatures today with frost tonight around 33. And, wow, what a great show, Carl.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that we encourage, we've got a show that's, you know, that tomorrow, it's at 9 o'clock, it's the second show. It's about encouraging business and why businesses can thrive and all this. And then you run into in stories like this is that it appears negative, but it can all be fixed real easy. And Wyatt, you rehabbed what they were doing in Trinity County. Is that correct?
Well, we did a can-do attitude over there. It's what we tried to do. And that specifically, I believe that's was when they targeted to hire me over there, was how to try to get compliance and be accommodating to get projects to get through and still be in compliance with the building codes and laws. And so, you know, there are certain instances where planning directors and everything, planning directors or building departments can actually provide, remove hurdles and get it done faster. And so my process over there was the building department had a hard time. Their fees were very low, hadn't been reviewed for years and years. And so we changed the fee schedule on the assurance that I could get contractors that I would review their plans and get plans out in 2 weeks. If they provided a complete set of plans, we would get them done quickly and appropriately. If there were questions, we met at the counter and we discussed those issues and what their options were to get those done. Not a list of 3 pages of corrections and say, by the way, go back and get an engineer and have them stamp and sign this, you know. And so, and sometimes that's what you have to do because that's what the code says is a design of a structure may be required to be engineered. But you could also indicate that you could do a foundation plan and they could proceed to start building taking the risk, their own risk, that they could get these plans to comply. And so, you know, with a shortened season in Trinity with snow and everything, we did that. That could be done here, too. But, you know, these fees are here to provide a service and to be compliant with the law. And it seems like it's getting more and more restrictive that it's all about what you can't do, go back and figure it out. And it's, you know, very tough to get, you know, it's frustrating. And so, yeah, that's why I started this business, to help that happen, to try to streamline things and get it done. And most jurisdictions have found me accommodating because I provide a connection between a frustrated landowner or a builder and a jurisdiction, and I take all the emotion out of it, you know.
I think we all need to invest in his company because it is certainly the way of the future.
Well, you know what? It shouldn't be, but I understand where, you know, now you've got a third party you have to bring in to get through, to take you through the maze, almost like you would an attorney.
Or a
lobbyist in Washington, that you get an expert that says, okay, here, let me take this off your back. And like you said, take the emotionalism out of it. Because, you know, it can be done. There's people getting their permits done and, you know, businesses are growing. But there should never be an adversarial relationship here.
Correct. But why can't jurisdictions do this amongst themselves?
I mean, they should be able to.
They should be able to do this.
Right here in the county, they have the Shasta County Veterans Assistance Program here for veterans. And everything under the roof for veterans comes under this one office that you can go in and they walk you through everything. It seems to me, does the county have that for building and all that? They'd have like one person, or you meet with them and they can kind of walk you through all these problems?
Not that I'm aware of. In this case, when Revege started having problems, so I do have to commend Rick Simon that he did assign one planner for us to deal with, so we didn't get different answers from different planners, because that's what Revege was going through before. You know, one planner would be assigned to one project, and another planner would be assigned to another project, and they'd be in conflict of what their judgment was. So, and then
Let me chime in here. When I was getting going with my original plans for just the wine tasting room, I saw the project we were going to be doing. I knew it was going to be, you know, a little bit of an octopus. I went and saw them. I met with the planning department. I met with Russ Mull a couple of times. I thought I was meeting with people who could help me. I had no idea that they were going to do jujitsu on everything and find clever ways to hose me down. I went to them as I would anywhere else in the United States or the government, like the Treasury Department. I usually find people that want to help you.
And it just didn't work
out. No.
Well, I think that talking about this and, you know, having just, you know, one article in the paper is not enough. I think we need to talk about this, because this has been going on, and not just with Mr. Anselmo, Revere Anselmo. This has been coming, other people have been talking to us. And the fact is that every time we bring this up, it's like, well, who's complaining? Well, a lot
Everyone.
Of people. It's not all broken. It is not all broken. I don't want to say that. And it's not that there's not great people working at the county. There are great people working at the county, but there's got to be a better way of doing this. In this case,
I think we should stay tuned and do this again next week and see what happens and develops with all of the clamor that's been going down regarding
need everybody take
the situation.
I would say certainly nothing will happen in a week or even a year.
Well, let's stay tuned and find out.
We'll stay in court. I can't wait to get them in court.
Okay, we'll see. We'll stay tuned. Hey, tomorrow we have Sheriff Lopey on from Siskiyou County. He's going to be here joining us, talking about what's going up there in the water grab and that.
And don't forget, tonight on The Spot with Linda Bott, I have the cast from Comeback Little Sheba. We have some great surprises and, of course, giveaways and a special interview with Barbara Harrison.
Just remember, it's a